Are you a first responder? At Husqvarna, we support the uniformed men and women who serve our country and communities. As a way to honor your service, we created the Military and First Responder Appreciation Program. As a first responder, you qualify for a discount on your purchase of Husqvarna powered equipment. Get 10% off select commercial products at participating dealers. Whether you're starting a business or maintaining your property, you can count on Husqvarna. Find out why we're the brand that's trusted by real professionals. Visit Green's Dependable Hardware at 15220 A, Highway 43, Russellville, Alabama. You can also find them on Facebook at Green's Dependable Hardware. Give them a call at 256-331-0123.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set them in. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the University Preparatory Diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Are you in Alabama and need questions answered by a medical professional? If so, my friends at Trinity Medical Care are proud to announce that they are offering telemedicine. With telemedicine, you can stay at home and still have your visit with the doctor. Telemedicine from Trinity Medical Care is now available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Make your telemedicine appointment today by calling 256-489-3192. That number again, 256-489-3192. You can also follow Trinity Medical Care on Facebook.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White. Do something good
today. Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. I am your host, Mark White. And right now I have on the line with me Munizero Desiree from Fargo, North Dakota. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Munizero.
Welcome.
I saw some pictures that you shared via Twitter, and I was inspired and encouraged by those pictures because you and your friends who came together to support justice for James Floyd found police officers and decided to get photographs with them. What caused you to do that, Munizero?
Nah, cops are bad, and I feel like there's some good cops out there, and they can, like, change how things are going on.
I think that's great. And as I look at one of the pictures, it says, one race, the human race. We ought to be able to communicate freely as human beings and be able to work out our problems and figure out a solution to those problems so that we all can live in peace.
Yeah, I agree with that.
What was your experience as folks came together in support of peace and justice?
It was really good seeing a different race there to support Black Lives Matter. Just all come together and unite. We had like three good leaders who led us with, by example, with peace. So that's one big reason why we were able to come together.
The main thing is that these folks came together to lead the group in a way that shows
everyone is part of the community and everyone in the community matters.
Yep, I agree.
I'm a former police officer myself. I joined because I wanted to see good things happen to people who were struggling. I wanted to make sure that those who felt like they were not treated fairly, that somebody was there to make sure that they were treated fairly and that someone did care that was on the scene with them and they understood that I was there to support them and try to help them every way that I possibly could.
I think that's good because that just shows that there are good cops because there's people like you out there trying to make change for us.
What was the message that the officers conveyed to you? I know we had the pictures, but what were some of the things that the officers said to you guys when you were talking?
I know one officer told us to join the law enforcement because if you can have black people as part of the law enforcement who can relate to the black community and neighborhoods, that could be a big change for them. So he told us that we should try to like be cops. And then the other one was those white cops who were there, they used to play football with us. Like, they used to play catch with us in the neighborhood. So those guys were good cops.
One of the things I heard someone say yesterday was if they're really wanting to join us, they need to take their badges off. And I think that's really the wrong answer because we need those guys to keep their badge on to have those good officers in our law enforcement system.
Yes, I agree with that because if they take off the badge, then who can call for help? But as right now, people think that the cops are going to kill us if we call them for help. So they feel like kind of useless. So they think the cops should just be equal like them and take off their badge.
Are you considering now, after the message was given to you, to the possibility of becoming a police officer? Is that something you would consider?
Personally, probably not. But I would encourage my friends to be part of the law enforcement. But I'm going to try to do something for the community. I just want to be a police officer.
No, I understand. And you're a part of the community as a athlete, as a student, and you are a pretty good basketball player.
Oh, thank you.
Tell us about your basketball prowess and what you enjoy the most about being able to play a game like basketball.
So I'm going to tell you a little story about, so I live in a small town called Wahpeton, and majority of the people are white. Like the whole basketball team is full of white kids. But when I play basketball, just living here, I feel like I'm one of them. We're all together because they welcome me, they treat me the same. So playing basketball is fun with them.
Where did you pick up your skills as a basketball player?
I would say my brother. We used to play together. We used to trash talk. So he'd blow me out, but that got me better. So every single I used to look at him dribble. I'm like, oh, I want to learn that move. So I got my skills from him.
Is he older than you are?
Yes, he's 4 years old.
Okay. Have you beaten him yet?
No, last time we played, I lost by two, but I'm getting closer and closer, but I think I could beat him now. Right now, I could beat him.
How tall is your brother?
He's 5'11".
Okay, how tall are you?
5'6", 5'7".
Okay. If you're 2 points within, man, you'll be the Spud Webb right there, man.
Yeah. He has it's not a big high bench, but he's a little taller, so he can just drive in on me.
No, I understand. How has the experience been for you being out of school because of COVID?
It's been different because I just never imagined living in a world where I got to stay inside a little bit and school being canceled over this pandemic. So I never thought I would be living like this, but I think I adjusted pretty well and just got the hang of it.
Have you been able to stay in touch with your friends like you'd like to?
Yes, I've been staying in touch with my friends. We used to play football a couple of times, 7-on-7.
Hey, let's take a quick break, and when we come back, let's finish up our conversation and talk a little bit more about solidarity and coming together during this time, because there are a lot of lessons that can be learned, and I'm sure that yesterday you heard many messages that helped to make that a reality for people in their lives. Folks, we're talking to Munizero Desiree. He is talking about a special event that he was part of yesterday in Fargo, North Dakota. The thing that I noticed was pictures that him and his friends had made with local law enforcement. He is still with us, and I hope that you'll stick with me as we continue to talk to Munizero, as we try to find unity as opposed to division, as we try to build a foundation of equality and coming together. You are listening to The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Let's all do something good today. A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Someone loves you, I do.
Hi, this is Maddie from Mama Nims.
And this is Amy. Come on out to Mama Nims and have some ribeye steaks, hamburger steaks, pond-raised catfish, whole fish or fillets, made from scratch, homemade, the best in the world ever, apple pies, fresh desserts.
Y'all come by and see us.
Thank you, Amy and Maddie. I would like to encourage you to go to Mama Nims in Anderson, Alabama, 256-800-4003. Check them out on Facebook at Mama Nims, M-A-M-A-N-E-M-S. Just like Mama's cooking, we put the love in it.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
It's bow time. The drive-thru's open, and the food is real deal. Because no matter what else is going on in the world, we all gotta eat. That's why we've got your back with a big bow box that can feed the whole family for just $19.99. Bojangles. It's bow time.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call. Located in the Foodland Shopping Center at 16041 Highway 72 in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
The Alabama Music Hall of Fame is currently closed due to COVID-19. But they hope that you'll make plans to visit them when they reopen.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org.
Hey, y'all, this is T. Graham Brown, and you're listening to my friend Mark White right here on The Mark White Show. Great guy. If you want to make a difference in your life, trust in God and never doubt, for surely He will see you out. Make a difference in somebody's life if you can only see me now.
Welcome back to The Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White, and this is the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. I'm talking to Munaziro Desiree, and he is from Fargo, North Dakota. He has shared with us about an event that he was part of yesterday. He shared about his athleticism as a basketball player and the community that he came from, also in North Dakota. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Munizero.
Hello.
Yesterday, let's go back to the events that happened. What are the messages that stood out to you?
My brother's poster was that killed me because as a black man living in America, you got to be careful with the cops whenever they pull you over. My sister held a sign saying, "Am I next?" Because who knows? She could be next because of her skin color.
People shouldn't have to live in fear. I know I've worked with many police officers over the years. I tried to stand against those who were not good. I stood with those who tried to do this job in the best way they knew how to do it right. It's really difficult to weed out the bad ones because so many are in charge. You've got a lot that are in leadership positions that don't need to be, and you have guys like myself and others who are just the street cops, if you will, to try to get them out of that job when they're above you is really difficult.
Yeah, it's really hard to get rid of a guy who's like your boss.
That can create problems for you as an officer, and it certainly did for me.
They start to hate you because you're like going against them. But it's even though it's right.
Hey, I'll stand with anybody that's doing right, and that's one of the reasons I wanted to talk to you today was the fact that what I see in you and those that you surrounded yourself with yesterday, they want the change that is the good kind of change that allows the officers that are good to stand up and say, "I'm here with you." And then the other ones who are not so good, they're going to kind of stand back and be a little quieter because they know right now that something is coming and it's not a wind that they really want to feel hitting their face.
Oh, yep, I agree.
Well, Munizero, I really appreciate the fact that you shared those pictures, and I shared them also on the Mark White Show with others. It's had a really good response, and I do want to continue to try to encourage and inspire people through this show, and I hope you're encouraged and inspired by the fact that you were able to come on this program because I wanted you to have a voice. I want you to know that you have a lot of listeners from my show that support you. We want the best for you and all other young people that you're surrounded by so that y'all can have the best life possible.
Yeah, thank you for having me on the show.
No, it's my pleasure. I appreciate you joining me. We've been talking to Munizero Desiree. He is from Fargo, North Dakota. He was at a special event as people rallied to bring justice for James Floyd. Solidarity between them and the law enforcement. If that doesn't encourage you and inspire you, I don't know what will. But I appreciate the fact that he shared those pictures so that I could reach out to him and talk to him today. We appreciate Munizero Desiree joining us here on The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. And I'm your host, Mark White.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You
Hi, I'm Kyla Carter, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Stay unique and find a way to make a difference that doesn't just impact you, but impacts others around you.
Love you. Please don't take my sunshine.